This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DAHLIA. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So one of my listeners reached out, which is a very interesting question, and apparently she was a little shocked because her little grandson came up to her and said, my penis hurts. And the grandson was, I think, 2 years old. She's like, whoa. She probably expected him to call it a little weenie or tallywhacker or whatever. Ding dong. And instead, he's like, penis. And so, question has come up multiple times as to what should kids call their privates. Now, me being a physician, I had taught my kids the norm, you know, what they're called. But I didn't use that. I still don't. When I tell my children, right, you know, check your testicles, make sure you don't have any lumps, you know, is this hurting your... You know, I still call it a dickie or a weenie to my boys. They're adults. I just don't say the P word around them. And I'm a physician. And I'll tell you why. In terms of vagina, I never really use the term vagina. Yeah, I call it a lily. And I'm a physician, I know. But this was my thinking. Okay, I have boys. I had to raise boys. And my boys aren't really quiet. And they like to repeat things and I like to make jokes. And I didn't want them at school accidentally using terms. And because I knew boys, now mind you, I'm not a boy, but my impression of boys is they talk about it a lot. They talk about it all the time. I remember doing a exercise with medical students. I had a project where they had to interview each other on a medical condition, and because it was the genitourinary, the case was about somebody having a genital lesion. So I heard the two students talking, and when the one student pretended to be the doctor asking the other male student, okay, where is your lesion, the student said it's outside in the hall, right? Meaning he's big. Okay. So, guys talk about their body parts. I didn't want my sons to get in trouble in school talking about their penises. So I would rather they use a weenie or other term that might be less offensive. Now, the doctors always recommend teach your kids the proper word. And as a physician who does telemedicine, it really helps for somebody to use actual terminology. Somebody says my wing-a-ding-ling hurts, right? I might understand what that means, but if you say my Khaleesi, you know, is having issues, is that your vagina? What is your Khaleesi? You have a dragon? What is that? So you know, sometimes things might change. People may call it my Barney, my Bert and Ernie, I don't know, what's big now? My avatar? What's going on with your avatar? My avatar hurts. You know, what is that? So, from a medical standpoint, we want to make sure that everybody knows what their body part is. We don't want them to feel ashamed. We want them to know the proper terminology for it. Some doctors say girls should know about vulva, labia minora, labia majora. If I had a girl, I would probably talk to her a little bit more when she's older, but I would probably call her Lily still. I don't know. When I grew up, you know, since my father spoke a second language, he used that language to describe it. Because, again, he didn't want us saying those words that were deemed offensive. Now, somebody could say, well, we don't body shame anymore. We don't have that sort of attitude. You could be free to talk about your body part. I don't think everybody feels that way, because we have a lot of Title IX rules that are confusing people, and there's a lot of things going on right now in school and the workplace, where if you said, I'm having issues with my vagina, that could be sexual harassment. If you have a worker saying, I need someone to look at my penis, it hurts. I need someone to check out my penis. You could get yourself into a lot of trouble. Now, I know you're not really supposed to be talking about medical issues, right, with your coworkers, but some people might not necessarily understand all these social dynamics. Some people might have Asperger's or autism, and they might be really, really honest. Now, you definitely don't want a 27-year-old man calling something a lily or a wee-wee, but I would suggest for parents to do what they're comfortable with. You know your child. And what you need to explain to them, if they ask, okay, is always tell them the truth. And always tell them, look, this is a penis, this is a vagina. But these are terms that grown-ups use for them. There are other words we could use, and we could call it, you know, something else. But most parents are not comfortable using those terms with their kids. And I could just say, and it wasn't that I was uncomfortable. It was that I just knew the boys would be giggling and talking about it. And, you know, I don't know what boys do, you know. So I just was like, just to play it safe and just so we don't get in trouble or don't get kicked out of temple or whatever, have another term for it so that there's a little bit of buffer. But it's, you know, kids are very curious, and you should, you know, satisfy their curiosity in terms of answering their questions and I was very medically open with the children. I showed them pictures of STDs. I had all these gyne books. I'm like, look, guys, you know, when you have sex, this is what you need to look for. Now, if you're about to sleep with somebody that has this, I would swipe left. I would maybe, you know, just go to dinner and call tonight. So, but even though we recommend using names, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world if you have another name for it, as long as it's appropriate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So tax season is here. Most of you guys are going to be getting your, what, W-2s in the mail? You guys are doing your 1099s, going to try to do your taxes online, do your taxes as inexpensively as possible, or use an accountant, use a CPA. And many of you forget there are medical tax deductions. So I want to go through those because there's a lot of things you might have spent money on this last year that you didn't realize you could write off, especially if you had COVID or if you had a surgery. So the Publication 502 is my go-to for this. And I'm not a CPA, but I like to teach you guys about this because any way I could save you money, the better. And the IRS, interestingly, hasn't updated it yet. I usually do this segment late February, but it's the end of January. We're going into February. I want you guys to start collecting your receipts now. And there's usually not much of a change year to year. So I'm going to go ahead and explain what I know now. If there are any updates, then at a future show I will update it. But I've already put this in an article. You could access them on my Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn, so you can read it and see if any of those things you qualify for, plus the link to the IRS 502. So how it works, now this is as of 2021, which we think is going to be extended to this year, is they will allow you to deduct anything you spent over 7.5% of your adjusted gross income on unreimbursed medical expenses. So if you have a job that reimburses you, okay, you can't write that off. But if you don't, and you don't have an HSA, and you spent thousands of dollars on medical care, if it was over 7.5% of your adjusted gross income, then that's tax deductible. So let's say you made $100,000. 7.5% is $7,500. If you spent $10,000 on medical expenses last year, you subtract $10,000 minus the $7,500, that $2,500, anything over that 7.5% or $7,500 for your $100,000 income is going to be tax deductible. So if you have, you know, look at your income, figure out what your income was, take 7.5% of it. If you spent more than that, that all can be written off if they were spent on the following. So tax deductible items, and there's a whole slew of them, but let's say you got an abortion. That's apparently tax deductible. Acupuncture. If you had any alcohol or drug treatment, if you needed an ambulance, if you had an annual physical, if you have an artificial limb. Some of you guys have artificial teeth or dentures. Bandages. How many of you guys bought bandages? I don't care if you went to Walmart or Target. Save those receipts. Those bandages add up. You had nosebleeds, you have kids, you stocked your first aid kit. Those add up. Birth control pills. Even though birth control is supposed to be free under Obamacare, if you spent extra, you could add that. COVID mitigating protective equipment, masks, sanitizing wipes. So all those masks and sanitizers and anything you bought that would be considered PPE, you can then use as they could be tax deductible. So again, you got to save the receipts. That's huge because many of you are still buying masks. Many of you are still sanitizing or using Lysol. Those are things that count as COVID protective equipment. So I know many of you think about, I didn't really go to the doctor, but if you bought things to prevent medical issues, those could be tax deductible. Home improvements, these are huge. If you did a home improvement that was medically related, such as moving electrical outlets, modifying countertops, widening a doorway to allow a wheelchair to go through, constructing an exit ramp or entrance ramp, doing something to your stairs to make it easier for people with arthritis to go up, modifying them, modifying fire alarms, smoke detectors, other warning systems, porch lifts, modifying handrails or grab bars, hardware on doors, grading the ground, all of that can be tax deductible. Now, I'm not saying you decide to put in a bar, you know, for a party, that won't be. But if you did any of this to assist somebody who could have a medical issue, not to mention you want to look up who's considered a dependent. A lot of you guys are taking care of older family members. Those older family members at the part of your household could be tax deductible as well as their medical expenses. So don't forget about those. Mileage. This is a big one I talk about every year. So many of you forget that if you had to drive to the doctor, or drive to the hospital, or drive for PT, or drive to the pharmacy, the mileage could be tax deductible. And you guys aren't documenting this. I'm not. When I go to the dentist, do I document the mileage? We'll do that. And again, you have MapQuest still that could tell you how many miles. Google Maps, document all that. Whatever trips you made. And some of you guys, I don't remember the trips. Yeah, you do. Go through your insurance, or go through your calendar, or go through your prescriptions. It has the date on them. And then you could get 16 cents a mile written off. Please, for the love of God, that can be some major bucks. If you need an Uber or a bus or a taxi to get to the medical office, hospital, pharmacy, counts. If you are breastfeeding and have pumps and supplies and those coveralls and pads, all of those tax deductible. Medications that your doctor prescribed, tax deductible. Hearing aids, insurance premiums, oxygen, contact lenses. What my son spends on contact lenses, that should be, I mean, I don't think we spend over adjusted gross income, but that counts. Crutches, a service animal. If you have a service animal, you could deduct the costs of the vet, the food, the, I don't know about the toys, but, and the animal, you could deduct it. Let's say you will go to Mayo Clinic, or you go to MD Anderson. You can write off the costs of the facilities and the trip. You can write all that off. Nursing home expenses, pregnancy tests, special education, wigs, wheelchairs, vasectomies, and the list goes on. Now, what can't you write off? Well, there's a whole bunch. If I could say it in a nutshell, can't write off your gym membership. You can't write off cosmetic surgery. Let's say you have dance lessons. A lot of people are like, yeah, but for weight loss. The problem is that's harder to prove. So dance lessons, you know, like let's say some of us want to learn how to pole dance. Can't write that off. By the way, pole dancing is a great exercise for the abs, but you can't pull that off. Funeral expenses. I didn't know about this. I had to bury my father and my grandmother in 1 year. It emptied out our bank account. I didn't even think that we could have written it off. So funeral expenses could be written off. Maternity clothes. Insurance premiums that were... I'm sorry. Funeral expenses are not able to be written off. I'm sorry. Maternity clothes, you can't write off. Insurance premiums that your employer paid for, can't write off. Over-the-counter medications and supplements, like, oh, I needed some Midol or I needed some Tylenol, can't. Whitening your teeth, you can't. So there's a big list. Again, these are only updated as of 2021. They will say on this publication 502 of the IRS if there are any additions or changes. They might change the gas mileage. They might change a couple things. But, again, repeat, they will list what you can write off and what you can't. Look up what's a qualifying child. Look up what's a dependent. By the way, one of you had asked how old. As of 2021, if they were under the age of 24, a full-time student and younger than you, they're a qualifying child and you can write off their expenses. If they're under age of 19 and younger than you and not a full-time student, if they're disabled, if you have an adopted child, a qualifying relative could be a stepbrother, stepsister, stepfather, stepmother, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law, your mother-in-law. I know a lot of you guys don't like living with your mother-in-law. Mother-in-law could help you from a tax deduction standpoint. These are things that count. So keep in mind, there's body scans, Braille books, magazines. You could write it off. There's a capital expense worksheet. When you look at what the value of your home was before the improvement and then after, you subtract that, and those medical expenses due to home improvement can be then written off. Your car. You had to change around your car to be able to make it a little bit more wheelchair-friendly or arthritis-friendly. You could write that off. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It's an icy mess in Central Texas thanks to an ice storm. Authorities count hundreds of accidents. Dallas's two major airports are diverting inbound flights due to icy runways. The two major airlines based in the Metroplex, Southwest and American, have canceled nearly 1,000 flights so far. News about what New York Congressman George Santos will be doing with his two committee assignments. Nothing.
Now, we just got out of conference, and George has voluntarily removed himself from committees.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik with the news. A new report from the online bank lending clubs shows 64% of us said in December we're living paycheck to paycheck, up from 61% last December. Two big insurance companies, State Farm and Progressive, are cutting back on insuring Kias and Hyundais because they lack anti-theft devices, leading to a huge spike in those cars being stolen. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we are watching what's happening when it comes to crime. And two major insurance companies are going to drop two particular car models because of thefts. State Farm and Progressive has confirmed to CNN that they are no longer going to write policies for some Kia and Hyundai models that were manufactured between 2015 and 2019 because they lack anti-theft devices or technology. In September 2022, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, or IHHS, and Highway Loss Data Institute reported that vehicle theft claims for 2015 to 2019 Hyundai and Kia vehicles were nearly twice as common as the Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat. Car theft spiked during the pandemic, according to the HLDI senior vice president. He said, these numbers tell us that some vehicles may be targeted because they're fast, are worth a lot of money, and others because they're easy to steal. The report also noted that the Hyundai and Kia vehicles being stolen lack electronic mobilizers that can hinder a theft's ability to steal a car from just breaking into the car and bypassing the ignition. Once immobilizers were added to the cars, vehicle thefts of Kias and Hyundais plunged. But I think this was after 2019. The report also notes that immobilizers were standard in 26% of Kia and Hyundai vehicle models in 2015, but became standard in 96% of all other manufacturers. State Farm and Progressive did not comment on this to CNN or Yahoo Finance, but in a statement to CNN, State Farm confirmed the temporary halting of rent insurance policies in some states for some of the models. And in some states, Progressive said they're going to make changes. In some areas, Progressive is increasing rates and limiting the sale of new insurance policies for those who have Kias and Hyundais that fit with the slot of vehicles that are at substantial risk. We're being told that Kia and Hyundai vehicle thefts are up as much as 300% over the past 2 years. So there's been videos on social media showing how people could start the vehicles without keys, but instead using the tip of a phone charger or USB cable. So some people are doing it, not because they really want the car, but so they could show that they could do it. And then, well, then once they realize, wait, they're going to get caught, they're not going to drive the car back. The manufacturers are working through the thefts, with Hyundai offering steering wheel locks through municipalities like Clearwater, Florida. Another fix was created by SunTrump Automotive Group in St. Louis, Missouri, involving a redesigned off-the-shelf Bluetooth switch that could be hardwired to the car to immobilize the ignition. So here's interesting. Okay, I want our cars to be as manual as they can. I do miss my manuals and, you know, my stick shifts, but I want to know Wi-Fi issues or an electrical grid issue, I could get into my car and do what I need to do. Most of those cars should be able to do that with a key. But a lot of our cars require buttons. And you push a button. Now, if you have a car where you push a button, you should have on your little alarm or car remote a way where you could pull out an actual key-like object that you could use to hopefully still allow your car to work. Although I've had electrical issues with my car, it happens. So, you know, the car could just poop out from an electrical standpoint, even if it is fuel injected or fuel driven. But I do like the idea of you being able to control the car remotely, where it stops it in its tracks. You could trace the car. So then you could call the police, and the police could find the car thief right then and there, if they're free to do that. So that is interesting. So we'll see. All right. Meanwhile, how is crime going? Well, we have a study that ranks America's 15 unsafest cities and safest cities. Money Geek does a survey. And they found that the cost of crime in small cities decreased by 5%, but the cost in larger cities increased by 6%. The safest town is Yorktown, New York. I've been there. It is a nice town. It's kind of rural, but Yorktown, New York, pretty nice. Suburb of New York City. Small cities and towns have 42% lower crime costs, but a small city or town could have the same costs per percentage of crime as a large city. So the safest smallest cities, if we start with that, the 7 of the 10 are in the Northeast. Yorktown, New York, Mason, Ohio, Andover, Massachusetts, Southlake, Texas, Arlington, Massachusetts, Princeton, New Jersey, Hampton Township, Pennsylvania, Carmeltown, New York, Needham, Massachusetts, and Greenwich, Connecticut. So that's pretty interesting. Now, in terms of the states or the cities that have the worst, last year, St. Louis was named the most dangerous city in America. It had the highest per capita crime cost on the list, which is $8,457. Putting that into perspective with some of the safest cities, Like Yorktown, New York was only $43 crime cost per capita. Then, second on the list was Mobile, Alabama. Then Birmingham, Alabama. According to Forbes, Mobile has been consistently ranked as one of the most dangerous cities in the country. The property crime rate and violent crime rate is the highest in the country, only ranking below St. Louis for most dangerous. Mobile and Birmingham both have higher than average crime rates and relatively lower standards of living. In its report, MoneyGeek also looked at mass shootings. As of January 31st, 2023, there were 51 mass shootings. That was according to Gun Violence Archive. A massive increase over the same period in 2022, when there were 34. And so Colorado was the worst city for mass shootings, followed by San Jose, California, and Indianapolis, Indiana. So what was interesting is New York and Boston didn't necessarily rank as, I guess, high on the list as they would have expected. And so there is a lot of crime, but when they looked at, you know, I guess per capita or per person, there was definitely a disparity. They said the cost of crime per capita in U.S. cities was $1,836 in 2021, up 6%. Naperville, Illinois ranked really high as safe. St. Louis, most dangerous, as they said. And I'm not sure if I have any here. So the 15 most dangerous include, let me give you the list, St. Louis, Missouri, Mobile, Alabama, Birmingham, Alabama, Baltimore, Maryland, Memphis, Tennessee, Detroit, Michigan, Cleveland, Ohio, New Orleans, Shreveport, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Little Rock, Arkansas, Oakland, California, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Kansas City, and Philly. So, where do we go from here? This is concerning. Mass shootings, Boulder, Colorado, San Jose, Indianapolis, Atlanta, Georgia, and Colorado Springs made the list. What, when you look at some of these cities, you know, is it a staffing issue? Is it a defund the police issue? Is it a population issue? Is it a mental health issue where there's more mental health conditions and lack of medical support? You know, a study like this, and this might not be the best study in the world, can we could glean a lot of information and some trends. It kills me to see some of these states and cities struggle so much with crime. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love.
So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Randy asks, didn't the COVID pandemic end or be declared over last year? I think so. I think it was Biden who said that we weren't in an emergency. And then he was touring either an auto show or an auto plant. I don't have the exact specifics, but I think his people cringed when he said that because they had wanted to, you know, do a lot of funding under the auspices of, or the pretense of, well, we're in a COVID pandemic. They didn't want to have to eliminate Title 42, or there was just so much going on politically that when Biden said, oh, well, it's not an emergency now, or it's not a pandemic now, that made a, let me see if I can get the exact words. This is just too important. Okay, if I could find it. All right. If I can't, you know, just, yeah. So it was no shock that here we are, that where they're going to now scale it back, and they have to. And it's interesting. Whenever you make something happen, trying to reverse it is more difficult. That's why we have to be very careful promising money to people. Because you can't reverse it. Once you give them something, it's hard to take away. When we expanded Medicaid during the Great Recession, which history books are saying ended in 2009, and it didn't. It went way into the teens, as I remember it, and as politicians remember it, because they had to expand Medicaid and all that. There was never a sunset. So we expanded Medicaid to cover people during all the job losses, but many of those people still are on Medicaid. And we have more people on Medicaid now more than ever, as opposed to it only have been temporary during the Great Recession. Well, here we are with the post-pandemic, and we have many people still on unemployment. Many people on Medicaid. Many people needing government help. Once you give it, it's hard to see the elastic band snap back and everybody go back and go get off of it. So it sounds like officials are struggling with what to do with reparations, because some of the amounts of money they have suggested have received huge criticisms that it's not enough. Well, if they don't have the money to give the high amounts that is being requested for reparations, and they realize they have many more people than they thought who was going to be requesting and qualified for that, they can't roll that back, which means they're going to have to ask for more funding. So it takes a lot, and it's a very gutsy political move to start rolling things back. So President Biden, finally, months into it, can't poop or get off the pot. He's got to finally poop or get off the pot. Is now planning to end the national COVID-19 public health emergencies. Now, you would think that would be, okay, well, that's fine. What does that mean? Well, it means Americans might have to start paying more. So, according to CNN Politics, the public health emergency enabled the government to provide Americans with free COVID-19 tests, treatments, vaccines at no charge. Plus, there was, I think, enhanced Social Security net benefits. There were other things that we spent, that the government spent money on. Now, people may have to buy their COVID tests themselves. I think the COVID tests are underperforming. Some of these brands are missing COVID, and you have individuals say, I don't have COVID, and then only 5 days later, they get tested at a doctor's office, and they're, oh, really, I had it? So, you know, I don't think the American government should be spending money on COVID tests that aren't working, especially if these COVID-19 tests were designed for COVID-19 and not the current XBB variant. I think the XBB variant is outsmarting our COVID rapid tests. Then, vaccines. Well, vaccines cost an average of, what, $130 a person? So when you want a vaccine, that is going to be now on you, unless they pass other funding for it. Now, most Americans covered by Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance plans can get their COVID-19 tests and vaccines at no cost. Those covered by Medicare and private insurance have been able to get 8 at-home tests per month from retailers at no charge. Medicaid also picks up the cost of at-home tests. Coverage can vary state by state. Those covered by Medicare and Medicaid also were able to get some monoclonal antibodies. Once the emergency ends, CNN is saying Medicare beneficiaries generally will face out-of-pocket costs for at-home testing and all treatment. Now, we're being told that the vaccines should continue to be covered because America bought them. The U.S. bought them. So the vaccines they bought, and if ordered by a healthcare provider, should still be given for free for now. State Medicaid programs will have to continue covering the tests ordered by a physician and vaccines at no charge, but some enrollees may face out-of-pocket costs. Those with private insurance could face charges for lab tests, even if ordered by a provider. Vaccinations, again, are supposed to be, as long as we still have what America bought, because remember, a lot of people haven't been getting the vaccines, those still, I believe, should still be free. They say COVID-19 vaccinations will be free for those without insurance, even when the public health emergency ends because of various federal laws, including the Affordable Care Act and pandemic-era measures, the Inflation Reduction Act, and a 2020 relief package. But your monoclonal antibody treatment, which we're not doing a lot of except maybe in some hospitalized settings, that could then unfortunately be expensive. We slowed down on the monoclonal antibody treatment when we found it wasn't as effective with Omicron, but some doctors are still doing it. Medicare provisions. They say the public health emergency has also meant additional funds for hospitals, which have been receiving a 20% increase in Medicare's payment rate for treating COVID-19 patients. Medicare Advantage plans have been required to bill enrollees affected by the emergency and receiving care at out-of-network facilities the same facilities as in-network. So, if you went to an out-of-network, you didn't have to pay more during this, which was nice. That's going to end when the public health emergency expires. But for the most part, I think it's going to be okay. You know, like I said, we need better COVID tests. And I've been very, very frustrated because many people aren't testing who I think should. They're like, well, I work from home. Why am I testing? Well, I don't want people to know. Or if I test, I won't be able to fly. Many people purposely don't test, or they swab their butt or something and go, oh, look, I'm negative. Good, I could fly. So, you know, the at-home COVID tests could have been the most amazing tool. But I found it started to work against us when people didn't swab right, didn't want to be positive, or we had this new strain. And so when you had people calling in asking for antibiotics, saying, yeah, my kid's COVID negative, so give me an antibiotic. Only for a week later, I see the kid call back, the parent call back on, yeah, it looks like my kid is COVID. I go, your kid always had COVID. What the hell test did you use? Well, I use the at-home, over-the-counter, whatever. And so we wasted an antibiotic that didn't work when the child had COVID the whole time. So, as part of the COVID-19 relief package passed in 2020, states were barred from kicking people off Medicaid during the public health emergency in exchange for additional federal matching funds. Medicare enrollment, therefore, is now 90 million people. They say millions are expected to lose coverage once states begin cutting the rolls. They said 15 million people. Remember, we went up to, I think, 73 million by 2015. I think we had about 73 million, more than the whole population of England, on Medicaid, during the Great Recession. We have even higher. Maybe those people might have to, if they're able to, go back to work and get on insurance that way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.